Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. Something that many of us small business owners know we should be doing, but most of us don't utilize, is email marketing. And I came across an article on umbrellaus.com, 25 essential email marketing rules. I want to share them with you today. Number one is to understand your audience. You have to know who you're speaking to so that you can tailor your messaging to speak to them and to get them to engage with your email to have the outcome that you want inside of or through that marketing campaign. The second thing is to draw them in with compelling subject lines. How many times do you open your email inbox and the subject line looks boring, so you just swipe it away? Nearly 50% of people decide whether or not to open an email based on the subject line. That's it. They haven't even opened the email to know what's inside it. It's just, here's the subject line. If your email is just updates for July, well, who cares about updates for July? I don't need to know your updates. You know, nobody's going to open that email. It needs to be something compelling that draws them in. Third, you need to personalize the message. Tailor your campaigns, and this goes back to understanding your audience, but tailor your campaigns to fit the individuals. Like, speak to one person. Make the emails worth it for that person. And put their names in it. There's things you can do, codes that you can put in that put each person's name in, even if you're sending out a mass email. That speaks to them more specifically. Next is to focus on deliverability. That is one of the most important email marketing rules. If your emails are not being delivered, if they're bouncing, if they're going to spam, then what happens is your emails will be delivered less and less because I don't understand all the technology behind it, but as your emails are not being opened and not being delivered, they will become, there's an algorithm that happens that makes so there's even less deliverability there. So you want to get rid of the emails in your list that are not being opened and not being delivered. That way it's not continually going to spam for even the new people. You also want to optimize for mobile. Over 40% of all email is open on mobile devices, and I would say it's probably higher than that. So you want it to look good on a mobile device. You want to do A/B testing from subject lines to calls to action. If you have a really small audience, that's a little harder to do. But what you can do is send the email, and often you can see, with most email software, you can see who is opening your emails. So what you can do is change the subject line, change the call to action inside of that, and then resend that email to the people who haven't opened. That will maybe draw them in to take a look at it. You also, inside the email, want to use eye-catching visuals, whether that's high-quality images or GIFs or whatever it is. You want to use high-quality things. Emails with images increase click-through rates by 42% compared to campaigns without images. You also want to use clear and concise copy. Get to the point. Say it quickly. Don't run on. Don't have a big, huge, long paragraph. People don't like big blocks of text. They want one or two sentences in a paragraph and then move on. Sometimes it's the easiest and most fun emails to read are the shortest lines, like just little double-spaced sentences is all you need in there. Be short, sweet, and to the point. None of us have time to read a huge, long email. You also want to use social proof. If you have people that have given testimonials for your business, or somebody says something good about what you're doing, use that in your email marketing. Number 10, offer value. Whether that's insightful information, exclusive deals, or personal recommendations, your emails need to provide value Otherwise, why do people want to read? That is the whole point of being on an email list, is to receive value from it. I'm going to just quickly go through the last 15. Make it easy to unsubscribe. Send your emails at the right time. Write a clear call to action. Maintain your brand consistency. Automate things for efficiency. There's email software that you can use to make things efficient. You need to respect people's privacy and stay in compliance with laws and regulations. You want to stay on top of your email's performance, so you got to monitor and analyze that. Engage with your inactive subscribers. You can see who's opening your emails and who's not. Try to re-engage those people. Keep your email list, your client list, warm. Send them regular content so you stay top of mind with them. If you wait 6 months, they're going to forget that they signed up with you and think that you're just emailing them out of the blue and will probably mark your email as spam. You want to use user-generated content, so like social media mentions or customer reviews, put those in your emails as well. You want to experiment with different email formats. Try different things, newsletters, promotions, announcements. Figure out what works best. You want to incorporate interactive elements like polls and surveys, some of those things that draw engagement. You want to use good storytelling. There is nothing as powerful as storytelling and good storytelling that draw people in. Optimize for speed. Like, your email needs to load like that. Like, it doesn't need to sit around and loading huge images, all of those things. You need to optimize it for speed. And then last of all, never stop learning. Always iterate and try to figure out what's doing good, what's working now, what's going on, how can I get better? So those are 25 things that you should be doing inside of your email marketing. If you're doing these 25 things, there's a lot higher chance that you'll be effective with your emails. So go out there, write your next email, and do good work.